Expert on ESPN 700. Ask the Expert is brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare Sports Medicine. Now let's get some insight on sports injuries and treatments on ESPN 700.
Gunther and Ben, ESPN 700, 433. He's Kyle Gunther. I'm Ben Anderson. It is time for Ask the Expert, brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine, Utah Valley. Let's welcome in our doctor today, Dr. Todd May. And we're talking about the injury to Steph Curry. He's got the MCL sprain, and this is a grade 2. He's had a grade 1 in his past. Is this like a misdemeanor or a felony where a 1 is worse than a 2, or is a 2 worse than a 1, doctor?
The 2 is worse than a 1.
So when we look at...
They're graded
go ahead.
1, 2, and 3. 1's mild, and 3's the worst.
Well, so what's the typical recovery time for somebody with a grade 2 MCL issue if they don't have surgery? What is that process like to recover from that?
Generally, it takes about 3 to 4 weeks of just mainly rehab. They don't generally do surgery on grade 2s because they will heal on their own without a problem.
Doctor, what's the difference between the grades? I mean, what separates them?
So the ligament's like a cable that connects the two bones together, and a grade 1 means it was just stretched. A grade 2 means some of the fibers were torn, and grade 3 means all of the fibers were torn.
So when he comes back, he's going to be wearing a knee brace. We've seen him out walking around with a knee brace already today. What will that restrict his knee from doing, and what will that restrict him from doing on the floor?
I'm not sure it will restrict him from doing much. It'll keep his knee from moving inside. So when the injury happened, someone hit him on the outside and he dropped his knee towards the middle of his body, and that's where that ligament hits, and it stretched that thing out. So the brace is designed to help prevent that from happening again, that movement towards the inside.
And then will he be 100% when he gets back, or is that one of the things that, you know, it's probably going to take several weeks beyond that 3 to 4 week prognosis before he's really going to be fully 100%?
He'll probably be close to 100% when he gets back. They'll make sure that he's able to jump and dribble and also be able to do the dynamic movements that's required of him. So he'll be pretty close. It may take another couple of weeks for them to have him at 100%. They'll likely leave the brace on just to protect him because it also gives his body some feedback to help make sure that he remains safe and doesn't get stuck in that position again.
That's Dr. Todd May talking about Steph Curry's MCL sprain. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine, Utah Valley. Dr. May, great stuff. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, doctor.
Thanks, guys.
This is pertinent to the Jazz because there's a somewhat decent chance that the Jazz end up as the 5th seed or the 3rd seed, which is the two most likely places they're going to land. They're going to be taking on the Golden State Warriors if they can advance past the first round. And if Steph Curry's not ready to go, that's a huge advantage because the Jazz will start in Golden State. Maybe they could steal one of those first two games.
Well, it was a rough go last year when the Jazz took on Golden State. This year they're hoping to at least make it a series, but I've worn those knee braces. It's the same Donjoy knee brace that football players wear, and I can tell you it is an absolute de-athleticizer. If you are at 100% of your overall athleticism without the brace, you put that thing on, at most you can be as 90%.
Well, look at his... I'm looking at a picture now with Steph Curry guarding Damian Lillard. Look at Lillard's knee. I mean, Lillard's pushing off on his right knee, and it's absolutely bent inwards. I mean, if it's designed to prevent your knee from doing that, it's going to restrict your motion. Every NBA player bends their knees inwards for propulsion, to make sure they can change direction. Every single photo you look, someone's knee is bent inwards.
Okay, but the braces will allow full range of motion. If you wanted to just stand up versus squatting down, you know, like sitting in a chair, you can do that straight up and down. But like you're talking about, planning side to side, you have no range of motion. Now, he's only going to wear one brace, which is a factor because when you put two of these things on, you just can't move at all. I mean, it's near impossible. But one knee brace is just going to be a slight hindrance, but then there's also the ankle factor. And then he's got rust. You know, he's gotten himself a little bit out of shape, so there's a lot going on with Steph Curry here.